It's 1 year tomorrow since a man's body was pulled from the water under Maroochy River Bridge, and still no one knows who he is. The man's death is not being treated as suspicious. Detective Senior Constable Todd Korak says public appeals, DNA testing and inquiries through the global Interpol network have failed to turn up any clues. The only thing they have is CCTV footage from Bunnings in Maroochydore, where the deceased had earlier visited and made a purchase with cash.
Personally, sort of identified during the footage, was someone approximately about 190 centimetres tall, about 110 kilos in weight. He was quite fit, sort of someone who looked after themselves, potentially went to the gym. He had two knee braces on, which indicated potentially could have played sport or was involved in some occupation that involved continuous or repetition to his knees. Further investigations that were conducted on his knees indicated what they call a surgical pin.
Detectives will launch a fresh appeal for information over the festive season with posters to be put up across the coast. The midnight New Year's Eve fireworks at Mooloolaba may return in the future if that's what the community wants. For now, though, they won't happen this year. Instead, council is only funding the 8:30pm show. Some of the reasons behind the previous council's decision was safety concerns, the $345,000 cost, attendance and the environment. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says a survey is now live on council's website asking for feedback.
So it's already open and I've asked for it to be extended for another couple of weeks so that people can get on, talk about the Christmas events that they like, because that's part of the survey, how they feel about New Year's Eve and those fireworks, because that's what's really important. And we want to make sure that we do serve our community and what they really want from this.
Also making news, two research projects at the University of the Sunshine Coast have been awarded almost $2.2 million in funding from the Australian Research Council. The funds to help scientists investigate new ways to kill varroa mites without harming bees, and to help a separate study which explores missing receptors in the brain that assist with breathing, pain, learning and memory function. And a few record attempts happening. Today, Emmett Ryan will mow loops at the Brothers Rugby Club Oval on the grounds of Sunshine Coast Stadium for 160 kilometres non-stop. He aims to break a record set there 2 years ago in support of local charity fund Inclusive Kids Fuel for School program. And a group of cooler men are joining hundreds of others across the country today to walk 60 kilometres to raise awareness about men's mental health and suicide prevention.